540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With the local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Sholly Pittman. A state judge has been charged with obstructing immigration enforcement and been convicted, and it happened right here in Milwaukee. A jury's found Hannah Dugan guilty of a felony, siding with a prosecution that spent days alleging she intended to mislead federal ICE agents when they showed up seeking to arrest someone in her courtroom in April. The jury came to the conclusion late last night after a four-day trial. Dugan could face prison and a fine. She's also likely to be ineligible for future public office under the state's constitution. The jury also found Dugan not guilty of a misdemeanor charge of concealing a wanted person. Wisconsin ratepayers are still paying off nearly $1 billion for so-called stranded assets. Those are power plants that have been retired or will be retired soon. A new report from Wisconsin Watch finds that customers are on the hook for that debt, along with paying the rate of return. In Kenosha County, the Pleasant Prairie Power Plant was once the largest generating plant in the state. We Energies shut it down in 2018, but customers will pay for it for another 14 years. And the Oak Creek plant, also owned by We Energies, is slated to shut down completely next year, but there is still $650 million to be repaid. That's about $30 a year for a customer for the next 17 years. The new investigation from Wisconsin Watch also finds that we're one of few states without a comprehensive plan for future energy needs. The Public Service Commission, which regulates utilities, can't consider that extra context, meaning there could be more stranded assets and taxpayers holding the bag in the future. The Wisconsin ACLU wants to know how local clerks distribute Spanish language voting info. It's filed an open records request with the Wisconsin Elections Commission. The ACLU says it's looking for the Spanish language version of election materials, like ballots, voter guides, training documents, and related emails, audits, and analytics. Under the Federal Voting Rights Act, some municipalities have to provide ballots and election materials in other languages when the population of speakers is high enough. There are enough Spanish speakers in a few municipalities for the rule to go into effect, including the City of Milwaukee and the Village of West Milwaukee. The Elections Commission sets election rules and guidance for the over 1,800 clerks throughout the state who run elections locally, and the commission is also the latest to face a lawsuit from the U.S. Department of Justice after refusing to hand over the state's unredacted voter registration list. That list has details like your driver's license number and a part of your Social Security number, reports WisPolitics. In a vote last week, the Elections Commission said it was forbidden to hand over that data, but it did offer a version that lists voters' names, addresses, and voting history. The DOJ filed the lawsuit against Wisconsin yesterday. At the same time, it also filed lawsuits against Georgia and Washington, D.C., according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Sholly Pittman.
The Packers take on the Bears. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. One of the greatest rivalries in sports, the Packers and Bears in Chicago. It's been a while since both teams had a shot at the postseason. Matt LaFleur on what to expect.
I think it'll be like the first time we went down there in 2019 to open up the season. I think it's going to be electric. I'm sure they're going to have the big baritone national anthem guy out there and piping it away. I think it's going to be an unbelievable atmosphere. It's playoff football atmosphere, so it'll be fun.
Kickoff at Soldier Field, 7:20 tomorrow night. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Raptors, 111-105. Milwaukee's lost 7 of their last 10 games. They'll play the Timberwolves in Minnesota Sunday night. Badgers basketball tonight at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin hosts Villanova. Women's college volleyball. The match lasted 5 long sets. Wisconsin coming up short. They were eliminated by number 1 ranked Kentucky, 3-2. Wisconsin finished the season with a record of 28-5. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get into the upper teens to low 20s by late this afternoon with winds south to west at 5 to 15. Tonight, temperatures will actually climb overnight. It'll be mostly cloudy. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Temperature now 6.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.